Well, as we've started hearing in the news, the charity sector is now starting to really suffer because of the lockdown and the effect of the COVID-19 pandemic worldwide. I'm joined on the line by the CEO of CBM UK, a charity that does a lot of work in Africa in particular, Kirsty Smith. Kirsty, hello there.
Hello there.
Just for those who've not heard of CBM before, and I can't believe there must be new listeners to Cambridge 105 if that's the case, just remind us what it is that you do.
So every day, people in the world's poorest places become needlessly blind. And 75% of those people go blind completely unnecessarily. And that is one example of the kind of work that CBM UK does. We are working with people with disabilities in the world's poorest communities who do not have access to the services that they need, trying to raise awareness to improve the services, whether they're education, whether they're health, whether they're income generation, and then to reduce the stigma that people with disabilities often face in poor communities where tradition and culture and so on can often colour the views of people and make life very isolating and quite marginalised for people with disabilities and their families.
And we've been hearing over the years that we've known you, we've heard some real life examples of the sort of people that you work with and help. And it's been a vast and ongoing programme, hasn't it? You've helped a huge number of people over the years.
That's right. CBM UK is working across countries in Africa and in Asia. So we are looking for countries where there is a health system that we can strengthen, where there is an education system that we can make more inclusive, where there may be government policies that we can influence so that we can improve the chances of people to go to school, to live independently, to earn a living, and to be part of their community, their church, their local political committee and so on. But countries would include places like Nigeria, Kenya, Malawi, Zimbabwe, and then across Asia, Nepal, India, and so on. So countries where there are really poor communities living right on a knife edge.
And I'm guessing that it seems that COVID-19 seems to be giving them a bit of a wide berth at the moment, but we are getting reports of cases in Nigeria in particular, and places like that. What's the situation on the ground as you understand it?
Yes, you're right. I mean, to some extent, they've been shielded thus far, but I am afraid that there is a tsunami coming. I think that the coronavirus, where it has been able to be contained in many of the European countries, because we've been able to practice social distancing, many of us are able, we have the great good fortune to stay in our homes in small numbers. Often in the communities where we work, people are living in extremely densely populated places like slum areas and so on with very high numbers of people in very small spaces. And actually what we're finding is that the normal work that CBM UK carries out is not currently taking place because governments have put their countries into lockdown, because they have forbidden free movement. And while this is completely understandable to try to curb the coronavirus, this means that actually our essential fieldwork, that which transforms people's lives and often saves their lives, is not taking place. In Bangladesh, 90% of the activities that they would normally carry out between now and the summer have been postponed. And in Kenya, all fieldwork activity has stopped. And if you think about how important it is to actually have contact with people, if you're trying to raise awareness, if you're trying to get messages out to people who are blind, who can't read the normal kind of pamphleting or postering, people who are deaf, who can't listen to adverts on the radio or notification about healthcare, that face-to-face contact is hugely important, particularly with communities who may not have high levels of literacy. So that all the fieldwork has stopped. We have a mental health project, which is based in student locations, and of course all students have been sent home, so that mental health support will not be there. Our toilet building can't take place because schools have been closed, and actually, building toilets is one of the best ways to get girls into school and to keep them there. So we're really looking at very, very challenging times. And this is before we even start to think about our corona response. And one of the things that we can do that's really, really helpful is to actually make sure that any communication coming out of the government is inclusive. So in Nigeria, our country office is working with the government to fund sign language interpreters who will be part of the production of media campaign spots, television programmes, radio materials, to ensure that messaging is appropriate for people with disabilities.
So whilst your actual day-to-day work on the ground that you've been doing is on hold for the moment, you are still able to use your resources and your expertise to still be working and try and get... Because economically, we're seeing a huge downturn in the sort of civilised Western world. We know that a lot of the countries, you say, the poorest countries in the world, they're struggling on a day-to-day basis anyway. The last thing they're going to need is this sort of outbreak, surely.
Well, that's right. And actually, if you said to people, look, there is a danger that you will catch corona if you are in proximity to people, probably their response would be, that is the least of my concerns. If you're actually working on a daily basis in order to earn enough money just to feed your family for that evening, it is very difficult to say to you, you can't go to work. Not just today, not just this week, but probably for the next 3 to 6 months. So people are worried about how they will feed themselves. And that's why we're seeing huge movements of people out of the towns where they were probably employed on daily wage, perhaps doing building work, or in the rural areas, perhaps doing some kind of labouring for other people who have larger farms. People are concerned about how to put food on the table. And that will, of course, also probably limit the effectiveness of any social distancing measures that are put in place, because people have to travel if they want to feed their families. They're going to have to travel to find work. They can't afford to sit and wait for 6 months. So the life-saving services that CBN UK provides will continue, whether it's in the form of corona response or whether it's in some of our essential work. So, for example, where people need immediate surgery, where people are suffering chronic mental health conditions, we will still be there. And I would say that the countries where we work have never needed our support more. And we are still very, very keen to hear from our supporters. Our phone lines, our email are open. Our phone number is 0800 567 7000. Or people can email us at info@cbnuk.org.uk. And they can look on the website to keep up to date with the developments of our work.
All right, Kirsty. Well, we'll follow your progress out, especially in your work in these poor countries, closely. If there's anything we can do to help, please don't hesitate to get in touch. But for now, Kirsty Smith, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thanks so much.